You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I'm going to go to the hotline. It's very, I don't know why this is, but over the last couple of years, we've had listeners who have called in talking about, well, the birds and the bees. It's funny that they actually have that in the phrase, birds and the bees, because people were very curious over the last couple of years about relations between our feathered friends.
Hitting it.
And it finally kind of reached a climax, if you'll pardon the pun, when the other day we had a caller on who was talking about his parakeet, and I said, is that a male or a female? He goes, I have no idea. How do you tell? And I finally just slammed my hand down. I go, you know what? I'm tired of all this nonsense with us asking questions about birds and their sexual relations. We need to get an expert on. And I knew that a bunch of people at the zoo listened to our show. And so I called somebody down there that I know, and they said, here's who you do want to talk to. His name is John. He's the curator of birds at the Denver Zoo. Hey, John, how's it going today?
Hey, good morning. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for being a good sport about this. We have a couple of questions, and I want to thank you in advance for putting all of this to rest with our listeners. You know what we're going to do? We're going to keep this segment, and we're going to refer to it every time we get calls from listeners.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's like Fight Club. We don't know how birds make babies, but nobody talks about it because you don't want to seem stupid.
Right. So first question, John. Our listener who had the parakeet and had no idea if he had a male or a female, how do you tell the sex of a bird?
Well, it's really quite variable, and some you can tell very, very easily, and some you can't. And unfortunately, I think with the budgies, they've kind of been, you know, they've kind of been produced to, you know, to make various different colors, and doing that very different color morphs for the market. I think you've been able to kind of not be able to tell their sexes visually, so you have to actually tell their sexes with some birds that you can't tell males and females apart by doing it as we do at the zoo with DNA sexing. So,
external genitalia.
There's
is
no
what you're
parts.
Saying. There's no pee pee.
No pee pee. No
vee.
Nothing like that.
P and the V. Yeah.
See, now we're not crazy.
No,
people, you can't tell by looking.
Well, so, then how do they do it?
How
do they procreate?
They know males and females when they look similar, but you know there are some species that you can tell the difference. Like mallards, you can tell, you know, you can tell the males from the females, and the house sparrows that you see around our community, you can tell males and females. But like budgies and cockatiels, it's kind of hard. Cockatiels are a little bit easier, but even then, because they've been bred for different color morphs, you end up losing some of the distinction that you can tell between males and females. So for your friend who had a budgie, I would tell them you can't tell, and you need to do some DNA sexing. And
you know,
that usually means you end up pulling some feathers, and
you got to get in there.
It's gonna be painful.
You
just give
examine.
It an asexual name, and don't worry about gender roles.
This is Pat, my budgie.
Pat, the budgie. The name budgie is killing me.
Right.
You can do that too. You can just stay with asexual, you know, names.
Just call it Chris.
Sometimes you can tell it by behavior. Such as males tend to be more vocal than female budgies, but then sometimes Jerry will run into a very vocal female. So
right. Males like football, and the females like pedicures.
She's a bitchy budgie, is what she is.
So Chris, our traffic diva, has a question.
I do. If a female budgie is in a cage, will she lay eggs if there's no male around?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a clue, right? Only the females lay eggs?
Yep. So if you have a bird like a cockatiel or a female budgie or, you know, some of these other parrots that you can't tell, if you suddenly see an egg, that's a female.
So how do the male...
Okay, let's get to it.
How does the male fertilize the egg? I've always been told that they go and sit on that egg and fertilize it.
Let's move over to chickens. Can we do that?
Let's take this
conversation and move it to chickens.
How do they fertilize the egg?
Well, regardless, whether it's a chicken or a sparrow or a budgie, usually, you know, what happens is you'll see a male go ahead and kind of piggyback on a female. They'll mount the female, and it's like the female is carrying the male on piggyback, and he's procreating right there. and okay. he's inseminating her before she makes an egg.
Shut oh. up. I was at the zoo last week, and I saw, I think it was like a vulture on another vulture's back.
No.
I swear to God.
Yep. So, yep. That's a great example. That's the Cinereus vultures from Asia that's over by Lorikeet Adventure. And they do often, the male does often mount, is what we call.
Right.
Shut
and,
up.
And it looks like the female
that's
is
some angry
the male
mounting there.
Back, and the male basically deposits his semen or inseminates the female that way. So then the semen goes up into the dang. Female.
It reminds
female
me of last Saturday night,
tract.
Actually.
What, you and Dom?
So hold on a second. So with chickens, then, we had a listener who said they don't mate in the usual way, that it's mostly just a matter of the rooster getting the hen excited and that they don't need actual contact. So that listener was wrong.
That's right. That's right.
They need contact.
They have to have some physical contact. Where you end up having the male mount the female in a very low piggyback position.
All right. Yeah, get her a few drinks in her. And
if he doesn't have a pee-pee ding-ding, where does it come out of?
Well, it's held from inside.
It's held from inside, Emily.
And when he inseminates the female, he ends up
falling asleep.
It comes out. Uh-huh. And has some minor contact.
It's like landing gear. It's like landing gear, right? It's retracted, and then it comes. It's landing gear.
That's totally like that scene in Something About Mary with the moose.
All right, so the last thing, because we've got to run, but you know, John, we have all seen dogs in the street getting busy, and we've even seen wild animal parks. You see some activity. In all of my years on this planet, I have never once seen birds in action. Are they just really discreet?
Well, I think they do like private moments.
Who doesn't?
But, you know, I have, you know how you, like, you may have a male dog that is a little bit too friendly when you go over to a friend's house.
Right.
And he'll suddenly see your leg and suddenly mount your leg. I have seen some birds do that because I've been around them enough. But that is something that doesn't happen that often. And oftentimes birds are very secretive. But unlike the Cinereus vultures that I believe Emily saw,
they just go at it.
Some go at it very publicly, and so
never seen it.
So anytime you see a bird that may be mounting or piggybacking on another, that's actually a male procreating with a female.
I've just never seen it. Maybe I'm just not paying attention. I have never seen birds fooling around, but apparently they must.
You're like a bird. You're secretive and selective.
You just hold it in.
John, you're a good man.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.